Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We are live from Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center today. It is Sabres Live, and it means we are inching closer to Hockey Fight's Cancer Night, which is a week from this Saturday at KeyBank Center. And it's also a game night tonight, Marty. Not necessarily for us, because it's a national telecast tonight and Friday, but it is a home game for the Sabres and a big one, of course, as Detroit comes in, one of the hottest teams in the NHL, having won 5 in a row. But Marty, you're a baseball guy, and that has a direct impact on the Sabres and their games this weekend against Toronto. There are time changes that have been announced for both the Friday and Saturday games against the Maple Leafs. Of course, Toronto's in the World Series, hosting games 1 and 2 against the Dodgers, and what it means is the Friday night game at KeyBank Center has moved to 7 o'clock, and of course the Saturday game in Toronto has been moved to 5 p.m. to accommodate obviously higher viewership in Toronto for Jays fans
and traffic and cars and trains and fans.
It's television. We know it's television.
It's probably television at the end of the day too. But okay, so people are going to say, "Well, why move Friday from 7:30 to 7?" Mm-hmm. And there's a really good reasons for that, because the minimum amount of time that you can have between starts in the NHL is 22 hours. So if you are going to play at 7:30, then the earliest you can play the next day is 5:30. That's 22 hours. But because they want the game to start at 5, knowing that the World Series Game 2 between the Dodgers and the Jays will be an 8 o'clock, 8:15, 8:20, first pitch, whatever it is. So then you move Friday night's game from 7:30 to 7. That's simple. You know, we're used to playing 7 o'clock games in Buffalo anyway. 7:30 felt weird, but that was to accommodate.
7:30 tonight, by the way.
7:30 tonight. Well, that's to accommodate,
Television.
Television.
Yes.
TNT tonight, ESPN on Friday. So that's what it is. So again, everything is to accommodate television. We're just kind of like walking along and figuring out as we go.
Of course, our daily existence is to accommodate television, radio, and Sabres and hockey fans all wrapped into one. And today, it goes beyond that, because we're at Roswell Park as we have our annual visit here in advance of Hockey Fights Cancer Night. Dr. Mary Reed's going to join us at the bottom of the hour to really just, dive in as we always do with the importance of an institute like Roswell Park and how it can matter to you on a daily basis in the preparation of screening for all types of cancers. So we'll get into that at the bottom of the hour. And it really, it just, honestly, it feels The season itself always, you know, every night has its own unique feel to it. But in the first 4 to 8 weeks of every season, it always feels like we're building towards this night as, beyond opening night, the first kind of marquee night on the calendar.
I feel it's the first marquee month. Yes, the first month of the season is fun, and it's October, and, you know, you've got, you know, the playoffs in baseball. You got the NBA starting last night. You got the NFL in full swing mid-season. But when you get to November, I feel like this is the first month where you could say this is hockey's month. Mm-hmm. This is Hockey Fights Cancer. If you watch lots of games and you look at everything that's going on around the NHL and all the buildings and the stories that are being told, I feel like that's the month where the NHL says, we're here and we are going to grab all of our fans and bring them on this journey with us. And for me, that's what I feel like. Like when I see November 1st, I'm like, oh, when is our night? When when are we going
to get it November 1st?
And we get
it's
it
amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? So, but usually you're like, oh, when is our night? But not only that, where are we going to be on the road where we're going to be at somebody else's Hockey Fights Cancer night and get to read and learn about their stories and their, you know, situation and what they do in their community. So that's what I look at, and it's awesome.
And the beauty of sport is that you're always welcoming new players all the time.
Yeah.
And it's no different tonight for the Sabres. Colton Ellis is going to make his NHL debut. And the more we learn about players, once they get to this level, you learn about their families, their adversity, their situations that allowed them to get to this point in their journey. And obviously for Ellis, it's organizationally, it's kind of twofold tonight. They've been riding, first of all, they've been riding Alex Lyon for the first six games, but the opportunity for Colton Ellis came by way of injury to Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, who is on a conditioning assignment, and he will start for Rochester at home tonight against Syracuse, and then the club will evaluate moving forward just where he is at health-wise. And, of course, Colton Ellis was brought in off of waivers from St. Louis, and he gets his first start tonight. Let's hear what went into all of this from the coach.
You know, everything's been awesome. Yeah, extremely hard worker, and spends all the extra time with after practice with the extra guys, and has put a lot of extra work in.
There's been a lot of emotions the last couple of days since finding out, but you know, something I worked my whole life for, and just super grateful and happy for the opportunity.
Are you going to have family here?
Yeah, I'll have quite a bit of family coming. Obviously, my immediate family and then fiance is already here. Some of my uncles and a lot of her family too, and a couple other friends.
You stayed sharp. I mean, you knew you were going to get a game eventually. I don't know how early you knew it was going to be this one, but how have you kept yourself sharp? Because it's been a little bit in between games now.
Yeah, for sure. But at the same time, you come to the rink every day, like you're playing the next game. I think that's what's helped me throughout my career, and just kind of sticking to everything. I know what I have to do every day I come into the rink, so I'm not looking too far ahead, and just taking it day by day is all part of the process.
How have you prepared for this, first in the short term, let's say over the last week, but in the long term as far as your dream and goal of reaching the NHL and doing this?
Well, like I said, something I worked for my whole life, so there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that went into this moment, and just happy that I get to live the dream that I've been dreaming since I started skating tonight. So just looking forward to it, just going to take it all in. And at the end of the day, like, the time I step on the ice, I want to win a hockey game, so that part of the game doesn't change.
Colton Ellis, he's 25, and he's feeling what in advance of taking on Detroit? At home in Buffalo tonight in front of family and friends.
Well, I'm sure there's some nerves, but the one good thing about, you know, being in Buffalo, if you're a kid from Nova Scotia, is it's a little bit easier to get to from your family than it would be to St. Louis, right? So he was a St. Louis prospect and was in the organization until the Sabres picked him off from waivers. So now, you know, all the family can make their way either to Toronto and drive over, and I always feel like that's an easier transit for a lot of people. But I think there's going to be some nerves. Look, Colton Ellis has worked really hard throughout his whole career, from the time he played in Cape Breton at under 18, under 16, and then in Rimouski, you know, and then he had to go through the East Coast Hockey League. He ended up in Tulsa and in Worcester, and 2 years ago, he's still playing the ECHL. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like he's been, you know, through three, four seasons in the AHL. No, he's had to kind of work really hard to try to get to the next level. And now, last season, he worked really hard trying to, like, establish himself as one of the best in the American League. That opened the door for teams to see him. Mm-hmm. And then he was put on waivers, got picked up. So I think that the work mentality that he's talking about has always been there. There's going to be some nerves. Obviously, it's your first NHL game, but he's known to, like Lindy Ruff said, be one of those hardest working guy, and he's been like that, and he's trusted that to get success. So you just got to trust your preparation that you know, has been the same thing over and over and over again for years.
Noah,
what do you think he's feeling like?
I wouldn't know.
But no, but like, because people are like,
Marty, I mean, not to, I'm not.
You've been around the game long enough.
No, I know, but
you've talked to a lot of people.
I know, but when you ask that, I take it like from a personal standpoint.
Yeah.
Right? I don't look at it professionally. I'm by nature a little bit of a nervous person.
Yeah.
So I would think that it would be pretty overwhelming to have this opportunity. Now,
you got to keep your emotion in check. That's
which is
the big
hard to
thing.
Do.
Yeah, that's
which
the
is
thing.
Which is hard to do. And I think, you know, if we're talking about emotion, mm-hmm. let's just take a second here and realize like where we're located at Roswell Park and the fact that we are next to the bell, which is ringing right now. And this is literally why we're here.
That is so awesome. And it's, I mean, if you've never been in this building, just, you know, you walk through the doors, there's so many people that are, you know, welcoming you. And if you want to volunteer, they welcome everybody. But if you're in the lobby area mm-hmm. and you get to where the big windows are and there's the bell and throughout the day,
this beautiful woman who has a Bills
hoodie
on,
yes,
just rang the bell, and her smile is literally lifting her out of here.
100%. And it's lifting everybody around, too, because there's people that are walking in for the first time, and then they hear the bell ring, and they're like, you know what, that could be me. Mm-hmm. That could be me in months or years or whatnot. And so there's, when you hear that bell, you have people up on the balcony here at, you know, Roswell Park that mm-hmm. are, you know, applauding and cheering, and it's amazing. So, yes.
So to get it back to
so
your,
that's where you put the emotions into. Like
right.
when you come here, you know, it's emotional. That's what it is.
And so I would say, going back to the question of Ellis and how
yes.
I would feel in that situation, obviously, I, you know, no matter what your tendencies, your makeup is as a person, you're going to take all the, you know, the training and the guidance, and this is so much more than just physical, as
yes.
you know. So hopefully, and almost expectedly, you know, you would find yourself in a position to succeed, because that's what this is all about, based on all the people that you have listened to. And, you know, not to make it self-serving, I mean, I feel like I've done a better job of that in recent years. So if I, at my age, was debuting right now, maybe I'd be able to handle it. I would be concerned for me personally about the physical ability. I think now I would be in a pretty good mental place to handle it. But
or you just stand up in the locker room and say, hey, guys, I'm
yeah.
a little nervous.
Hey, help me out.
Just help me out here. And this is something Lindy Ruff addressed today
yes.
on WGR with Jeremy and Joe in the morning and talking about their starts. He says, I haven't liked really our starts. And I didn't like
right.
our starts in preseason either.
Correct.
That's what he said. He
yeah.
said, we were late to starting games in preseason, in the regular season. Felt like the second and third period in Montreal were good.
Mm-hmm.
But the first period put them really in a bad spot.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like 2 years ago, first period for the Sabres was awful. Last year was good.
Yes.
So
yeah.
it was their better period last
yeah.
year. So now it's going to flip back to the first period is not good. That cannot go on much more. Like, that's six games. Enough. And because Colton Ellis is in the cage tonight,
uh-huh.
I would say everybody on the team should say the first period is going to be our best period against Detroit, who's pretty hot lately.
Incredibly hot. They've won 5 in a row, beat Toronto twice, Florida, Tampa, and Edmonton. They've also won 6 of the last 8 head-to-head against Buffalo. So, yeah,
they got called out their first game of the year. They played a bad game, and Todd McLellan was like, he called them out first game of the year.
He did, and obviously McLellan had the taste of them last year joining mid-season, and they had massive highs and lows as a team that ultimately prevented them at the end from making the playoffs.
Yes.
But the focus being on Buffalo tonight, Ellis in goal for the first time. We mentioned Lukanen in Rochester. Josh Dunn has also been reassigned to Rochester.
Yes.
And we are expecting a pretty significant, I think, based on yesterday's discussion, lineup change tonight.
Yes.
And that is Noah Ostlund getting his first game of the season with Buffalo, but doing so, the expectation with Zucker and Quinn on his wings. Here's Lindy Ruff.
You know, got a small sample last year. You know, get another look at him. Really put together a nice year in Rochester and plays well defensively. I've been hoping, he can add something offensively with us too at the same time. I don't know if we saw the capabilities that he's got last year, but I think it's definitely there.
Did you see him? Was he maybe paying a lot of attention to his defensive game, or maybe, he didn't really get the chances offensively when he was here for those?
I think it's typical.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Cool when a young guy gets called up a lot of times. He's, cast in that little bit different role. I think tonight he's going to get a pretty good look, really, with us. So we may get to see a little bit more Paul. But I think, young guys that step into lineup, especially, the first, 10 games maybe, a lot of times they want to make sure they don't hurt the team before they help them. And I think last year when he stepped in the position we were in, he played a really good defensive game. And we didn't see the offensive capabilities.
Ostlund last year played a fourth line role in the 8 games that he played.
Yep.
What was impressive to me, and you probably got tired of me saying it, is how smart he is as a player. And it's not easy, I don't think, based on how they impacted the game last year, to have a higher Corsi percentage in that situation. Ostlund was at 56%, which over a fuller year would have had him among the team leaders.
Yes.
Don't stare at the -6 because I can assure you that that was almost completely insignificant to how he was playing in those situations and the circumstances. He, at 21, has really earned this opportunity, but this now is a different opportunity playing with Quinn and Zucker.
Yeah, so one of the things that Lindy Ruff talked about coming out of the Montreal game is he didn't like the third line. Didn't like the play of the third line. It was Quinn, Zucker, and Krebs. They only had three shots on goal at 5-on-5 the whole game. Like, it's not going to be good enough. You need to create offense. You need to be responsible defensively, but you need to create offense. I look at Noah Osland as a player that naturally is responsible defensively, but has to show now that he can create the offense. And he's shown that in Rochester. He's shown the flashes. He's shown the confidence to create offense. And I get it. It's his first game of the season. And Lindy Ruff just said, a lot of time younger players feel like they have to focus on not hurting the team before they can help the team. I want to see him help the team.
Yes.
I want to see him help the team with Zucker and Quinn. Yes. That's the thing here. Like, you know, Osland, you're a smart hockey player, not a smart travel agent, because
not him, his dad.
His dad. Well, I mean, you got to look over that stuff and not send him to Rochester,
dude,
Minnesota.
Did you look after your parents when you were 20? You didn't double check your parents' travel itinerary. This is.
I would do it now.
Okay.
I would do it now.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I'm just making a little joke.
It is a joke, and I love it. That's why I'm laughing.
But smart hockey player, but find ways to create some offense. You're good with the puck.
Yeah.
You like to control the play. That's what you got to do from the middle of the ice, and you got two really good wingers. Look, Zucker is an experienced guy, and he'll help you along the way. And I feel like there could be a real chemistry with Quinn. Look, it was always Quinn Paterka. Quinn Paterka, these two guys are together. Could it be Quinn Osland? Can he come in and say, listen, I'll be the other guy that comes in?
It's funny you say that because, and by the way, I'm wearing a Jack Quinn signed Hockey Fights Cancer cap. Thank you for confirming that.
Yeah, I did my research on the autograph.
Honestly, it's funny you say because I was thinking more Osland Zucker.
Okay.
And who knows? Who knows how it's going to go? It's just, I think Jason has shown us in his time as a Sabre to be in good position for younger players.
Yuri Cooley,
you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he has a tendency to be able to help those players.
Yeah.
And this is our first chance to really see Osland have a potential offensive impact. So, anyway, we'll see how that plays out. Again, Sabres tonight, home to the Red Wings, national broadcast, 7:30. Amerks are home, 7 o'clock against Syracuse with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen in goal. So
I'm kind of like, okay, I don't like when it's a national broadcast because I want to work every game, especially the home games because I want to be with the fans. And
yeah.
I love when they stop by the set and everything. But because Luukkonen's playing in Rochester, I don't know that I would have been able to focus a lot on Luukkonen's game in Rochester. Where is he at? What does that mean for the weekend?
It's a multi-screen night now for me.
It is going to be a multi-screen night for myself as well, especially now that I have found a way, and I know this, I'm pretty good with technology, but yesterday I was watching a lot of games at the same time, and I finally just decided to pull an HDMI cable out of the box of cable that I have and plug it to my computer and then kind of have four screens open on the big screen TV.
Uh-huh.
Instead of having multiple TVs, you have the great setup. It's awesome. But now instead I have the big screen with four quadrants, and I have games going on in all of them.
It was a five-game night last night because I had to put an extra one up on
laptop. The computer.
Yeah, it was just too much that was going on. And amidst that, the Maple Leafs lost to New Jersey 5-2. Hughes with a hat trick. Quick thought on the Leafs since we see them twice.
Do you want me to go to my dazzling and disturb you right now?
Not necessarily.
We can wait until last segment?
No, we're doing it this segment. But okay. Edmonton and Ottawa, Oilers win in overtime. You probably liked Wallman's OT celebration. Islanders,
first game of the year for Wallman, and he came through.
Islanders over the Sharks as Schaefer extends the point streak. Oh. This is wild. This youngest possible player in the NHL has a six-game point streak with 7 points from the blue line as the first overall pick this past
game
June.
Game-winning goal yesterday. So, yeah, the Islanders are impressing me right now.
Well, they won three in a row. They're back to 500.
Despite the fact that I don't think Sorokin has been good at all.
Correct. Yep.
But
better than Askarov.
Neither was Askarov last night. Like, I'm starting to worry about the decision that San Jose made and acquiring Askarov from Nashville years ago. I think Nashville was like, thank you, we're good with that.
Yeah, but they also aren't set behind Saros either. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Different problems.
Okay, let's go to the Leafs. So now, Anthony Stolarz 3 days ago called out his teammates by saying, you know what, how about we go to the front of the net? How about we protect the front of our net? This, that, the other thing. Look, Henrik Lundqvist used to do that internally, not so much in the media. Dominik Hasek did that internally. Ryan Miller did that internally, not in the media. But when you're going to do it...
Sometimes it came out in the media.
It came out in the media, too. You're right. So, but when you're going to do it, you better shut the door the next day. And look, I'm not going to say that the game was Anthony Stolarz's fault. I didn't like the Jack Hughes slap shot, the 4-3. It made it 4-3. Made it 4-2. Yeah, Toronto got back within 3-2, made it 4-2. I really didn't like the Brendan Dillon goal. Listen, if New Jersey has a 4-on-1 and Brendan Dillon has the puck, as the goaltender, I'm like, that's the guy I want to have the puck.
Right.
And I'm going to make the save on that guy. And they beat him under the armpit. I didn't like that. It's a 4-on-1. Okay, I'm not going to fault the goalie, but I didn't like that goal. So I didn't like the response from Solaris, and I definitely didn't like the response from the Leafs. The fact that Tavares went to the front of the net, got his fourth goal of the game, of the season, but then nothing after that. And now Craig Berube is calling them out. So we got them Friday, Saturday, and the coach called them out after the game. Yeah, that was that.
Yeah, it was always going to be an interesting home-and-home set. I think it is that much more and even better for Buffalo if they can get back in the win column tonight against Detroit and feel that much better against Toronto. Obviously, these games have been very challenging recently. They certainly have against Detroit. What else from last night, whether it's real quick, obviously, Florida, you know, defeated Boston final minute after the Bruins had tied it.
What a weird goal. A bad bounce.
Amazing goal.
Amazing
goal. Like one of my favorites of all time.
Carter Verhaeghe is like, thank you very much. Charlie McAvoy is like, what the heck? So anyway, Rob Ree and Pat Coletta, by the way, just coming back from their tour around. So if there's a disturbance around our set, you know where that's coming from.
LA beat the Blues 2-1 in overtime on a Kempe goal.
The Marchand thing was good, though. Let me just go through
that.
Like, it was incredible.
Is it part of
emotional.
Your Dazzled or Disturbed?
No, it's not. Okay. It's not. It was, look, it was...
Because we're running out of time.
We are. Okay. Utah-Colorado, to me, was the game of the night, I said yesterday, and it didn't disappoint. I had a feeling Utah was going to win. I'm like, Utah's going to give Colorado their first regulation loss. Well, it didn't happen. But it's still a Utah win. So, to me, and like Alex Lyon, Scott Wedgwood has played a lot of hockey because of an injury. He looked okay last night. Not the level that he played so far this year, but it's to be expected.
What about it from, Dazzled and Disturbed for you?
Okay, dazzling, okay? As we had Don Luce and Larry Playfair here at Roswell Park earlier, back in the days, the Rene Robert and Rick Martin would come down the wing and take full slappers, right? So I was dazzled by two full slap shots last night. Connor Garland coming down the right wing, a full slapper, tickling the rafters, boom. It's in the net. And then Jack Hughes doing the same thing from the other side that ended up being the fourth goal, the insurance goal. So that was dazzling to me, seeing a couple of full slapper on display in 2025 when that was the thing to do in 1985.
Right, and for Garland, it was against a former teammate in Shelov, as Pittsburgh won easily against Vancouver.
Probably seen that in practice a few times.
Yeah, I just don't, I didn't see the velocity on it. I don't think it was the hardest slapper ever. Yeah. That's why it kind of was funny to me, because as soon as he hit the top of the circle, I was thinking Rick Vive Howitzer, and then he got about 5 feet deeper, and I'm like, that didn't appear to be as hard as what we usually see. Easy for me to say. It was a tough night for Shelov.
Shelov was off his angle a little bit.
Did you have Disturbed, though?
I have Disturbed. So here's what happened. I thought it was also dazzling because Utah had a fantastic offside challenge. Colorado was going to take a 2-0 lead. And they challenged because Colorado's players did not get off the ice before their change. But what was disturbing about that is the fact that despite Utah challenging, thinking it was offside, the Utah player brought the puck back into his zone, which negates the offside or the late offside. But the league, after looking at it, said it was the action of Nichushkin who pressured the Utah player that made him bring the puck back in. And so they said, no, offside still stands. I'm disturbed because in the rule book, if it goes off of you, like goes off of your body and it's deflected, I get it. It's the offside still stands. But if a player brings the puck back in, it should negate the offside. And they said no goal. So I felt like that was disturbing when you look at the rule book and the explanation.
Yeah, and it's kind of in step with some things that have had us questioning.
Toronto. I'm disturbed by Toronto's goalie interference challenge last night, too, which led to a power play goal by New Jersey right after.
Right. And, of course, on the heels of that Vegas-Carolina game where we were stunned at the Barbashev goal after what could have been a penalty. All this being said, Sabres, Red Wings tonight at 7:30. Sabres hosting Toronto, new start time, 7 o'clock on Friday. Sabres at Toronto, new start time on Saturday. It's 5 p.m. We're at Roswell Park. We have a special guest, Dr. Mary Reed, coming up. And we're also getting closer to Bills night from a Sabre standpoint. It's at KeyBank Center next Tuesday. Can't wait to have this unfold as we're looking forward to the Jackets being in town. But you could win a Bills night, the Bills night from a suite this coming Tuesday when they take on the Jackets, and enjoy visits from Steve Tasker, Tim Connolly, more. Visit Sabres.com/enter today. Sabres Live from Roswell Park continues after this.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.